finally, tonight has promised a special comment on Senator Clinton's assassination remark to the editorial board of the Argus Leader newspaper of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Once again, it was this. Asked if her continuing fight for the nomination against Senator Obama hurts the Democratic Party, she replied, quote, "I don't, because again, I've been around long enough. You know, my husband did not wrap up the nomination in 1992 until he won the California primary somewhere in the middle of June, right? We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California. You know, I just don't understand it. You know, there's lots of speculation about why it is. The comments were recorded and we showed them to you earlier and they are online as we speak." She actually said those words. Those words, Senator, you actually invoked the nightmare of political assassination. You actually invoked the specter of an inspirational leader at the seeming moment of triumph for himself and a battered nation yearning to breathe free, silenced forever. You actually used the word assassination in the middle of a campaign with a loud undertone of racial hatred and gender hatred and political hatred. You actually used the word assassination in a time when there is a fear, unspoken but vivid and terrible, that our again troubled land and fractured political landscape might target a black man running for president, or a white man, or a white woman. You actually used those words in this America, Senator, while running against an African-American man whom, against the death threat started the moment he declared his campaign. You actually used those words in this America, Senator, while running to break your greatest glass ceiling and claiming there are people who would do anything to stop you. You, Senator, never mind the implications of using the word assassination in any context relative to Senator Obama. What about you? You cannot say this.